the dawn of a day. Someone.
This is Ken Carpenter welcoming you to the Bing Crosby Show, brought to you by the General Electric Company, makers of famous, dependable kitchen and home laundry appliances. Produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judd Collins of the Mayors, and Bing's guest, Mr. Jack Benny. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from sun-drenched Palm Springs, we bring you our half-baked crooner, Mr. Bing Crosby.
I don't know if I like that half-baked.
Couldn't
you have said parboiled half-baked? Sounds a little callow, a little gauche. Yes. Say, is Jack Benny really? Is he on the program tonight?
Why, certainly. Hey, you remember Jack was at rehearsal this afternoon.
Well, I know he was, but I thought he just dropped by to get a renewal on my subscription to the Saturday Evening Post.
But don't you recall, every time you renew your subscription to the Post, Benny does a guest shot for you.
Oh, that's right. Now, he does quite a magazine business there, Jack. He's trying for a scholarship, you know.
For 15 years, he's been working for a scholarship.
Well, not to attend college. He wants to buy one.
Oh, I see.
But, Ken, I want you to listen to this. I want to tell you something seriously, in all honesty, too. Jack may have a lot of sidelines. We all know that. He's got little catch-penny schemes, little dodges of one kind or another, little capers. But primarily, Jack is an actor, and he's a great actor.
Mm-hmm. And he's a marvelous comedian.
He's sensational. You just take his last television show, for instance. It was just thrilling.
It was a riot.
Hilarious. As a matter of fact, I think it was the greatest television show I have ever been associated with.
But you weren't on Benny's program.
No.
Well, what do you mean it's the greatest television show you were ever associated with?
I watched it.
Oh.
You know, we viewers are important on television, too.
Definitely. Then you do watch television, huh, Benny?
Like a Hindu flute player watches a cobra.
Continually on guard, huh?
Ain't gonna bite me, that's it.
You can't hold out forever. Come on, I'll fess up. When are you going to go on television?
Just as soon as I get enough gumption to drag my derriere out of that easy chair.
Well, you have a point there.
That's a point.
Oh. Lovely, no.
Ken, to relieve your mind, I'm going to tell you something. Next fall, I'm going to try a TV show.
Oh, great. What sort of an idea do you have for it, Bing?
Well, you know the program Arthur Godfrey and His Friends?
Arthur Godfrey and His Friends, very big.
Well, I figured to do a show something like that. You know, I'm not going to call my program, though, Bing Crosby and His Enemies.
Bing, you have no enemies.
Don't worry, Ken. If my program's a hit, plenty of people will hate me.
That's life for
you. Starting with hope. What'd you say?
I said that's life for
you. Don't mention life, Ken. This week we're concentrating on the Saturday Evening Post.
Sorry. I know, Bing. Your life story starts in the Post this week, doesn't
it? That's right. The first of 8 installments. Boy, will people be sick of me by the time that series is finished. But we've got to get along with an opening selection here, Ken. I've got a little thing. It's a ditty that the Mills Brothers revived recently. Got some new and smart lyrics by the great Johnny Mercer. Thing called the glowworm. Of course, this is a General Electric glowworm. Light up, will you, John Scott? Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us lest too far we wander. Love's sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Light the path below, above. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
All in the worm, fire, fire. Glow like an Indian dance and wire. Glow for the healer of the PC. Turn on the AC. This night could use a little brightening. Light up, you little long bug of lightning. Light the bambino above and lead us on. Love.
glow and glow and glimmer. Swim through the sea of night, little swimmer. Down there a nautical ball weevil. Illuminate yon wood's primeval. See how the shadows deepen, darken. You and your chick should get on to some sparkin'. When you gotta glow, when you gotta glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow, glow, glow. Little glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with daylight neon. You got a cute best pocket master, and you can make it slow or faster. I don't know who you took a shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. So little blow and put on a show.
Ba-ba.
Blow, little blow, put on a show.
Ba-ba.
Blow, little blow.
See another little glowworm approaching. There's a 100-watt gleam in Ken Carpenter's eye as he comes near the microphone.
Ma'am, GE's all-electric kitchen includes refrigerator, range, dishwasher, garbage disposal, and storage cabinets. Yet the whole shebang costs you only about $47.20 a month after a small down payment. You can start enjoying life with a General Electric all-electric kitchen right now and pay for it over a 3-year period.
And your specialist in GE kitchen design, a cooperative and talented lad, will style your kitchen for you without charge. He'll plan it for looks, for efficiency, and for convenience.
Now say, if you're buying or building a home, plan a General Electric all-electric kitchen right in it. In most places, you can include the cost right in your long-term mortgage.
And your GE dealer's the bright-eyed lad to see. Anchor along to his emporium soon, huh?
Bing, this is the age of speed. Speed, speed, and more speed.
Mm-hmm. I don't have to be clairvoyant to see that we're about to propel headlong into the speed cooking delight of General Electric's great airliner range.
That's right, Bing. This GE marvel has General Electric's new speedy Calrod surface cooking units. One of them's even a super speed unit. Proved the fastest home electric cooking unit by independent laboratory tests of 5 leading makes. Another converts into a deep well thrift cooker.
And what is so fabulous is the fact that the whole operation is accomplished with the flick of a pinky. For with GE airliner range, Madam cooks by push-button control. Hey, Ken, leave us a gape, will you, with a description of the awesome acreage of the airliner's wonderful oven.
Oh, it's a giant master oven, Bing. Big enough to cook a meal for 18 people all at once, or the biggest turkey you'll buy. And there's an automatic oven timer. So you can toss the groceries into the oven and then whisk yourself off to the matinee. And maybe best of all, a GE airliner range really keeps your kitchen clean.
Ah, yes. And let me tell you something, friends. Your eyebrows will go up and down like twin Otises when you hear the price of this speed cooking marvel. Yep, the recommended retail price is only $309.95. Gaze upon this GE gem at your General Electric dealers pronto, huh? Now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure indeed to present our violin soloist of the evening.
What? What'd you say?
Oh, Jack, I was just announcing our violin soloist.
Oh, Bing, it's not necessary to announce me.
It certainly isn't, because you are not our violin soloist.
You're kidding, of course.
Not at all, Jack. You see, we have a regular featured violinist on the show, a fellow named Joe Venuti.
Oh, Venuti. Oh, he's very good.
I think so.
I don't.
One thing about you, Jack, you're honest.
I don't know. I think I'm a heel.
Yeah, but you're an honest heel.
No, well, that's hard to do, you know.
Here's our violin virtuoso, Mr. Joe Venuti. Hi, Joe.
Is this the place?
Yes. This is indeed the place, Joe, and I have a rare treat in store for you. I want you to meet Jack Benny.
Jack Benny?
Mm-hmm. How do you do?
I bow to the master.
What's your selection for tonight, Joe?
My selection tonight is Body and Soul.
Oh, beautiful number.
This is a special arrangement for violin, cowbell, and electric quiz.
Yes, I must hear. Go right ahead, Joe. That was very frothy, very lacy.
Bing, what do you think Jack Benny asked me just before the show?
How much money he was getting?
Oh, it wasn't that. Jack said, Ken, why are so many people talking about the great new 1953 General Electric Rotocoal refrigerator?
Oh, yes, he knows what side his paycheck is buttered on.
He certainly does. Anyway, Bing, I said, well, Jack, this is GE's new Rotocoal refrigerator with automatic defrosting. It's a fact, you never have to defrost this refrigerator ever.
I trust Jack evinced a commendable concern over GE's famous Rotocoal.
Oh, indeed he did. And I informed him how wonderfully that Rotocoal protects food, keeps it safer, fresher, longer. And I told him that the capacity is greater now than ever before. Why, the full-width freezer alone holds up to 48 packages of frozen foods. And there are door shelves and a handy swing basket for extra storage space for small items.
Ken, knowing how snug Jack is with a buck, it seems inevitable that he must have approached the delicate subject of price.
Oh, sure. And I just said, why, Jack, this great 1953 General Electric Rotocoal refrigerator will only cost you about $3.94 a week after a small down payment.
My friends, if you want to make refrigerator talk, your General Electric dealer is the man for you. See him tomorrow, huh? I guess this song just had to be a great song, inasmuch as two of the greatest songwriters in the business collaborated on it, Hoagie Carmichael and Frank Lester.
Heart and soul, I fell in love with you. Heart and soul, the way a fool would do, madly. Because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I beg to be adored, lost in thrall, and tumbled overboard blindly. That magic night we kissed there in the moonlight. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely. Now I see what one embrace can do.
look at me. It's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole, held all my heart and
soul. Thank you very much. Folks, that represents our closer for tonight. My thanks to Jack Benny, Lucky Strike, for guesting with us this evening. Folks, before I shove off, I'd like to tell you a little story about Jack. This is a true yarn. Happened the other day. I was out at the Tamarisk Golf Club. Jack strolled into the bar. I asked him if he'd like to have a drink, and he said that he wasn't thirsty, but would it be all right if he ordered a golf ball?
Right, Bing. You had a Hawaiian punch, and I had a Spalding dot.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, Jack. Folks, remember General Electric dependability. You can't see it, but it's there in every single GE appliance you buy. You can put your confidence in General Electric. Good night, and thank you very, very much.
Was produced and transcribed in Palm Springs, California by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Miss Joanne Gilbert and Joe Venuti. Folks, if a fellow needs a helping hand, he knows that he can call on his local YMCA for guidance and counsel. That's the YMCA's job, helping anyone, regardless of their race, color, or religion, young or old. Extending a welcome hand to all who enter the portals of the more than 1,500 YMCAs here in the United States or in 76 other nations around the globe. Contribute to your YMCA so that your Y may continue to be of service to you.